SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Former tennis professional John Newcombe had a stellar career, attaining world number one in men's singles and doubles. And that put a lot of strain on his body, so he gets routine treatment at a clinic in Sydney's north.
Well, it started off, with a bad arm. And of course, this body's been through a lot, so it needs attention.
The clinic is run by therapist Helen Shao, a refugee from China. And over the years, the two have become good friends, as Ms. Shao explains.
He's my client, friend, and confidant, and a landlord. And John helped me a lot with my business.
Ms. Shao's business specialises in sports injuries, chronic pain and weight loss, but has recently experienced a downturn. As interest rates and living costs soar, she says fewer clients are coming in for treatment.
Now the people can't afford. In the past, they probably see me on a regular basis once a week, and now they probably see me once a month. Income-wise, yeah, it takes a huge toll.
Ms. Shao is no stranger to hardship. Born in Tianjin in northern China, 120 kilometres from Beijing, as a child, Ms. Shao was caught up in China's Cultural Revolution.
My mom was a primary school teacher. My father was a civil engineer. 1966, the Cultural Revolution in China. So Chairman Mao closed the school, closed the university. So my parents, they sent them to the education camp. And I was only 5 or 6 years old.
Many years later, after studying pure mathematics, Ms. Shao became a lecturer at Tianjin University of Finance and Economics. She was also vice chairwoman of student protesters and in 1989 led a group into China's Tiananmen Square.
We were protesting about the freedom of speech, and also we were protesting about economic reform, the revolution. We thought we were doing the right thing. When you're in the 20s, what do you think? You're just thinking you can change the world.
Instead, Ms. Shao's life changed forever that day. Violent clashes made global headlines and left hundreds dead and thousands wounded. Looking back, Ms. Shao considers herself lucky to have survived at all.
I can see the huge amount of people running around to say, run, 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 run. So I just turn around and then run with them. Next thing I woke up, I basically lying in the gutter. So covered with blood. And I don't know whether it's gunshot wounds. I still have a hole on my head.
Ms. Shao says she still struggles with memories of two teenage students who died in her arms.
The guilt, and I think, carried with me. I have other people's blood on my hands, and I feel I need to do something. I needed to contribute.
Soon after, Ms. Shao fled to Australia, living in a share house in Canberra with other Chinese exiles. She had left behind her husband and one-year-old son, a decision that haunts her still.
Not really sure I did the right thing. Still regretted and still guilty. And even he's 35 years old, living in Sydney and giving me two wonderful grandkids. I still failed as a mother.
Ms. Shao soon spent the $60 she arrived with. Speaking limited English, she took casual work as a cleaner and struggled to pay for food.
In the evening, we just go after the shop closed and then we go to the rubbish bin to search for food. It is really, really painful. And even now I'm thinking about the people can't survive and then they didn't have food. And then especially the economic situation. And I feel for them.
Ms. Shao's empathy for other Australians and their current struggles is well placed. As living costs soar, demand for food relief is rising, and many people are cutting back on discretionary spending, according to Patrick Coughlin, the CEO of credit reporting agency Creditor Watch.
Wallets are being closed. There's less spending from consumers and businesses. And as a result, businesses are definitely starting to hurt.
Creditor Watch's February Business Risk Index reports that external administrations jumped by 46% from January to February. And Mr. Coughlin says the food and beverage industry is most at risk.
Any sort of industry that's exposed to, you know, discretionary spend, particularly food and beverage, restaurant, bars, hotel accommodation, but also the arts and rec world, have certainly seen an increase in their probability of default, the likelihood of businesses within that industry failing. And that ultimately is less consumers and businesses spending money, or if they are spending money, they're spending less of it when they go out for dinner. We're still not at pre-COVID levels from a payment default perspective. So I think there's another sort of 15 to 20% increase to come. And we expect, our data is showing us that insolvencies have still got, you know, probably 20% to go above pre-COVID levels. We're sort of sitting at that now. Some industries have already gone above.
Construction insolvencies are widely reported, but Mr. Coughlin says slow payment times are adding to financial pressures for many owner-operators.
Small businesses obviously really struggling with labour shortages, increased cost of materials, inflation and interest rates, of course. But the last thing they need to deal with is ultimately slow payment from their customers. But unfortunately, what we are seeing is payments are definitely slowing.
Mr. Coughlin says location plays a part in the risk of insolvency, with some areas still recovering from higher pandemic and lockdown losses.
5 out of 10 of our riskiest geographic areas at the moment land in Western Sydney. I think we're only going to see it get worse as the interest rates continue to bite. So they wouldn't have all been passed through yet. They're still to come. So we're going to see less money in the bank accounts of Australian businesses and consumers. But then also we know that I think the majority of people coming off fixed interest rates this year is in the second half of the year.
With that grim economic outlook for winter, entrepreneur Helen Shao has this advice.
Things are very tough. I think the most important is you actually have to be grateful. I look at myself and my life. I'm still here. I spend time with my grandkids. And then in this country, so I cannot thinking anything else but grateful.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.